Hallelujah.
Just something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away. There's something that name.
There's just something about the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
There's something about that name. Savior,
oh yes, God,
Jesus.
Oh, there's just something about it. Oh, no other name has love. No other name can bring healing. No other name can display all the love in the world in one word. There's just something about it. Let all heaven and earth proclaim the wonder, the majesty of His name. The things in our world will pass away, but there's something. The Word of God will never fail.
Shall all pass away, there's something about that name.
Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands and begin to praise Him? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Come on,
all right, guys, let's just praise God with all that we got.
We praise your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. An atmosphere of the house, the name of Jesus has been applied. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord with me. He is the Lord of lords evermore. Bless the Lord with me. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord with me.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. I will bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was glad when He said unto me, let us come into the house of the Lord.
He deserves it.
I will.
Oh, clap your hands. Oh, clap your hands. You deserve it.
I will.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord with me. He is the Lord of all forevermore. Bless the Lord with me.
The Lord of all.
Bless the Lord with me. Clap your hands.
He deserves it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands. Shout for joy. He deserves it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We'll give more. Give him the best praise. I will give more. Give him the best praise. Give him the best praise.
Hallelujah, when I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I want to shout, 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 shout all night.
Are you really giving God your best right now? I serve an all-time God. I serve a faithful God. God, I worship you. I praise your name, Jesus. I lift you up, God. I glorify you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, one more time. Sing,
I will give more. The best praise. I will give him all. Give him the best praise.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I will give more.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Oh, come on, let's give him the best praise.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Anybody in the house want to give God the best praise? You can give him right now. Let's do that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You serve the best God, so give him the best praise.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got one more. And I love this song. I grew up with this song, actually. This is a song that we sang a lot when I was, when I was growing up. And I can remember my cousins, we used to sit on the front row, and I would sit right next to my cousin Caleb. Whenever they would, other cousins would play the instruments, but there would be a time that you would watch them. They would go up. When this song started playing, all of a sudden, all the young people in the front rows, and then you'd have the older folks that would walk up a little bit behind, but you could see it. They would begin to jump and praise God and worship God with all of their heart because they began to think about what God had done. Hallelujah. All of those young people that I watched that sit there, God had done miraculous miracles in their lives. He had brought them from drugs, from alcohol, brought them from messed up families, and every single one of them had something to thank God for. Hallelujah.
The Lord has done what the Lord has done.
He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the same. I'm gonna praise Him. Come help me praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Just in time, I'm gonna praise His name. Each day is just the same. Hallelujah. I'm gonna praise Him. Come help me praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord has done. Shatayalarabokoshatalaraba. Hallelujah. He raised me from the dead. I'm a living witness. Shatayalarabokoshatalaraba. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Each day He's just the same. Woo! Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, praise Him. Praise Him. Gonna praise Him. Come on, look what the Lord has done. Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the same. From Him, I'm gonna praise Him. The Lord has done. Hallelujah. What the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He brought me out of that old life. Just in time. Another moment. I'm going to praise His name. He's just the same. He's worthy. He's worthy. Gonna praise Him, come help me praise Him. I'm gonna praise Him, come help me praise Him. Somebody help me praise Jesus. Can anybody say His name? Can anybody say I love Jesus? Can anybody say He's the wonderful, wonder working God? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's take just a moment and have a praise break, shall we? I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. This is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Woo! Hallelujah. God is good and greatly to be praised. Amen. It's time to give unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody like our Jesus.
I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed, my soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. Thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you've done. so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. Hallelujah.
Can we just do that? Uplifted hands, hearts full of praise and honor and thanks to the King of Kings. Oh Lord, my heart and my soul cries for. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy today. Thank you, Lord, that I have clothes on my back, oh God. Thank you, Lord, I have shelter, oh God. Thank you, Lord, I have transportation. Thank you, Lord, for my health today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings. Thank you, Lord, I'm able to come into your house, oh God, and praise and magnify you. Thank you, Lord, for touching my heart and my soul and my family today. I love you, dear Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you. He that is hungry and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Remember that Jonathan is coming this morning. What do we want him to do? Preach the word, Brother Jonathan. Bring unto us the words of life.
Hallelujah. I won't be long this morning. God's not done. In fact, he's just started. Hallelujah. God is ready to outpour his spirit this morning in this service. He's ready to give some people some reviving. Hallelujah. I mean, that's almost exactly what this message is all about reviving and the necessity of reviving. Beyond that, God's word says that he has compassion on us, the ones that have gone through the battle, have gone through the fire, the trials. He says, once you come unto me, I will give you living water. Hallelujah. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. You'll turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 30. The title of my message this morning is Don't Go Away Empty. Don't go away empty. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 15 verse number 30. Hallelujah. I know I'm the only thing between you and lunch, but if you can do me a favor, and if you can just concentrate on God and say, well, I'll eat when I eat afterwards, but I'm going to let God feed me right now. Hallelujah. Ditto to that. All right. Matthew chapter 15, verse number 30. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Verse number 31. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb speak, the maimed whole, the lamed walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have contended with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? As to feel so great a multitude. If you will pray with me, that God will anoint me and allow me to preach this message to the best of my ability. Mighty God, I call upon your name and your power, dear God. Let your word come out of my mouth. God, let me be a living vessel, dear God, to pour out, dear God, the word of God. Hallelujah. Anoint me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, God, to preach the word of God for the edifying of the body. Hallelujah. For the saving of the church. Mighty God, for the wisdom and edifying of every mind and every soul. Hallelujah. That everyone, dear God, would open their ears to hear what the Spirit would say into the church. You may be seated. Hallelujah. First of all, we see that people that had needs came unto the Lord and God healed them. The Bible says that they came and laid them or cast him at Jesus' feet. So the first thing and an important thing that I want you to understand is that your first mission, after that you have received the salvation of God, and you're doing your best to live for God with all of your heart is to lay people at Jesus' feet. You are to go out and to witness, to be witnesses unto him in all the uttermost parts of the earth. To go and to find people and say, Jesus loves you. And I know of a church. I go to a church that believes in the true message. That God is outpouring his spirit. We believe that God is a miraculous, miracle-working God. We go down in Jesus' name. We are saved from our sins. And we are free from the sins of this world. So, your first mission. But then what happens? Jesus, he heals them. So you come and say, you come to church with me. You pray with them. You teach them. You begin to tell them about the word of God. You say, you come to my church. God is going to do a miraculous work. And you come into the house of God. And you might pray with them, but you leave them at the feet of Jesus. Once you've got them in the house of God, once you've witnessed to them and you got them in, you have now laid them at the feet of God, and God does the rest. But when you come into the house of God, he said he had compassion, for they had tarried with him 3 days. He said, I'm not going to send them away hungry, lest they faint along the way. So I'm here to tell you that God has compassion upon you. It's simple, but we forget it. We come to the house of God, and we've had a hard week, and somehow we get it in our head that God is this busy guy that doesn't care about us. When you come into the house of God, it is time for you to be fed by God. It's time for you to get your blessing. It's time for you to say, God, I've had a hard time this week. I've been fasting this entire week. I've been battling the demons of hell this week. And it's time for me right now to get a blessing. I need to be renewed. I need to be fed. I've been without the preaching of the word. I've been without some of the spiritual food that I need. I've been without the living water that you flow over my soul. And I need to get to the house of God and say, God, I need some food. But there's a problem when we come to the house of God. The disciples said it themselves. We're in the wilderness. When should there so much bread come in the wilderness so that they can fill such a multitude? So we come to the house of God and we say, well, God is dealing on this person. I've worked with them. I brought them to church. And it's important for you to work with the people. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that, well, whence can God have so much power to work on me as well? For such a multitude, how can he have time for me? But God didn't have the attitude, I just came for one person. I just came for that person that I healed. I just came so that the lame could walk, the blind could see, the dumb. No, he said, I have come for way more than that. I've come to feed you. The house of God is your aid station. The house of God is the place you come to say, God, I have fasted this week. I have battled this week. I've had my armor on for so long. I need to take it off for a second and have my load lifted from me and have a time so I can shout. Have a time so I can bathe in some of the living water that you have. Preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying it's time for you to stop saying it's not for me. It's time for you to stop saying, well, the sinner over here needs prayer. It's time for you to get in the house of God and say, well, God, if I have to come early, I'll come early. But I need my blessing. I need to be fed myself. I need to receive the Holy Ghost again and again and again. Every time you come into the house of God, you need to seek after you need to seek after the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You see, the devil loves to lie to us and to tell us you're not doing it right. You're not worthy to be blessed by God. The devil also likes to begin to work with our imaginations and our emotions in a way that he twists it. God begins to work on your heart. he begins to convict you, and the devil begins to twist that around in your mind and said, that conviction is because God hates you. That conviction that you're feeling, that presence that you're feeling, this odd feeling that something in my life isn't right, well, there's a good chance that's true. But you know what? A lot of times we look for an answer in a miraculous way when the answer is right before us in a simple way. There are two main ways that God speaks unto the church. Two main ways to the saints. All of us saints, preachers are under somebody. God ultimately. But they've had a pastor in their life somewhere. So, when you come to the house of God, you are hearing the voice of God. God speaks to the man of God. The man of God comes up and delivers a message. You've heard the direct voice of God. If you've heard an apostolic message, you cannot say you've not heard the voice of God. Because you have. Every single time you read the word of God, the Bible, that's him. That's his speaking. You've heard the word of God. And Dad talked this morning. He didn't come into the world to condemn the world. He's not all about making you feel bad. In fact, he's exactly the opposite. He's trying to get it so that you can feel good. He's trying to get it so you're sinless. So that you walk around without guilt on your shoulders constantly. So when you come into the house of God, it's a time for you to throw off that sin. My family may not like it. Hallelujah. My brother may not like it. My school people may not like it. But I'm throwing off the sin. Eat it, devil. Because I'm not going to put myself in that situation any longer. I've dealt with this long enough, devil. That means I'm kicking it out. If I'm not sure about it, then out it goes. Shatalarabaha. Devil, do you hear me? I'm going to kick you in the teeth. If I'm not sure if it's wrong or not, out it goes. If you can't live without your entertainment, then it's too precious to you. If you can't live without your vices, if you can't live without the things that your stress relievers, then it's too precious to you. You may be seated. We don't preach against coffee, okay? But my grandpa, he loved coffee. And he was seeking after a miracle. He said, God, I'll never drink another cup of coffee again if you heal my body. God healed his body. If something is so precious to you that you can't give it up, then it's between you and God. If you're so worried about offending somebody that you won't deal with the word of God, they are between you and God. The man of God is the word in your life. The man of God says that this is something that is hurting you. If the man of God says this is something in the way between you and God, if the man of God preaches against something, that's the word of God speaking directly to you. We live in a generation that questions everything. I'm telling you, don't question the word of God. Don't question the word of God. Hallelujah. If the man of God, you may be seated. The man of God puts standards in your life, boundaries, borders to protect you. In this day and age, it used to be that the men of God would take a stand against television. Now, it's so hard to make a standard. Because now, you have, the internet was invented. Another link to something that was hard. People had to use the internet to work. So they couldn't, they were having a problem setting up a standard. Where they say, get a filter. Filters don't protect against everything. So they took a stand against television. Out came the internet. And it got worse. Out came the smartphone. Movies, television, everything you can imagine right there in your hand. Easy to hide. The man of God is putting standards to protect you. When he says to dress holy, it's in the word of God. But beyond that, it's a standard to protect the men in the church. It's something to protect against sin. When the man of God tells you that, hey, you need to pay your tithes, that's a standard to protect against God's anger, because the Bible says you rob God in your tithes and your offerings. When the pastor says something, it's to protect you. Hallelujah. And I wasn't even planning on getting that now, but hallelujah. God is good. And I'm closing. I'm almost done. The house of God, when you enter into this house, it's a place that when you come in, all of this stuff in your life stays outside that door. When you come into the house of God, you give yourself, God, I'm here to praise and worship you. It's not a place where you come in and instantly it is a social network. Hey, look what happened today. Or, you know what so-and-so did. When you get in the house of God, the only communication that should be your priority is God's. When you come into the house of God, it's a place of prayer, communication. And after church, there's no problem with you going and edifying your brother and sister and saying, God's so good to me, and giving your testimony. But nothing negative should be said in the house of God. Because this is a fellowship. This is for the edifying of the body. This is for you to leave strengthened, not feeling down and in the dirt because somebody just told something bad that happened. Hallelujah. Do you realize that the reason why we have so many suicides in the world is because it's a rotating syndrome? Somebody goes and tells somebody something bad that happened in their life. That person begins to feel bad, and then they go and tell somebody else something bad that happened in their life, so that people get so depressed because all they hear is negative that they don't see any point in living any longer. The only place that people can come and hear good things is in the house of God. You have an obligation when you step through those doors to make sure everything that comes out of your mouth is positive, God edifying, glorifying words. And when we get to church, prayer time is not communication time. Prayer time means that we come in and we pray. And you know how that happens? Because when people come in, and as we're working with new people, they're not going to know to pray. You lead by example. When they come in and see people at the altar, oh, we're supposed to pray. But when they come in and see people in huddles talking, oh, they talk before church. We lead by example. Every single one of you that's been in this church and are learning and are edifying, you are examples to everybody else. The church grows, and as the church is edified, people learn by example. They see somebody over here shouting and praising. Oh, maybe I should lift my hands and say, I love you, Jesus. They seem to have a good time. So, I'm closing with this. Every single time you come into the house of God, whether it's prayer beforehand, whether it's the worship service, or whether it's altar call, you got to get your blessing. When you come to the house of God, prayer beforehand, repent, get it out of the way. Say, God, I don't care what I have to do. I'll get rid of it. If it upsets my family, so be it. If it upsets my school people, I have to do it, God, because this is something that is my life is at stake. My life is at stake. If I don't do this, I may burn in hell, and I don't want that, God. I want to live with you and for you, God. So if this is going to hinder me, oh, God, let me get it out of my life. So when you come to the house of God, every altar call, if we have new people, I understand. But there's also, God has given people in the position in the church to deal with these people. If you haven't got your blessing yet, and there's somebody up here and they're praying, get your blessing and then come pray for them. Because if you come and you pray for someone when you're under the dumps and you're under the dirt, you're not helping the Holy Ghost, you're hindering it. Because your sin, your struggles are holding you back. And when you're praying for them, you're holding them back because you haven't gotten through yourself. Okay? That's why prayer is so important. so that people, when they come in, you're full of the Holy Ghost and you can help them break through to it. But you come in and worship service is a great time for us to get that Holy Ghost to help with altar call. Because when the worship begins to do it and you feel the Holy Ghost all over your body, hallelujah, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I'm feeling God all over me. You come into the altar call, somebody lays down and say, hallelujah, I just had a great service. In the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has been upon you, had a great worship service. And when you lay it, it's like a conductive, you know, wire. The Holy Ghost just kind of goes straight through you. Through your fingers into them, and they get closer. Every single prayer, every single second you're praying with them, they're getting closer and closer to what God has for them. These altars are open. Hallelujah. If you have a desire, say, God, I understand that there's some things I'm going to have to get out of my life, despite what people think, because these things are hindering me. But God, I also understand that I need a blessing in order to make it. I need to be fed. I need water. I need things to help me, so I can be blessed and go into my week with victory and with power. Hallelujah. God, you are awesome, dear God. Hallelujah. Mighty God, I'm speaking to some situations right now. Boldness and courage to God to do what they have to do. Mighty God, I pray and speak into some situations, my God. Hallelujah, that you would help them, dear God. Mighty God, that you would pave the way ahead, dear God, so that those walls will fall, those chains will be broken. Mighty God, that you would pave the way for them to get through to their blessing. Mighty God, it may be hard, it may be a struggle, but if they continue, if they persevere, they will reach the blessing that you have for them. Hallelujah, dear God, let your word go forth, God, let your word go forth.
And each flaw he feels, but sometimes the vessel of honor is marred in the potter's hand. He puts it on the potter's wheel, molds it again.
God, yes, God, yes, God. The edifying of the body, the edifying of the body. Shut the yellow.
Sometimes I allow the emotions of my heart, but you know how.
Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Oh, shut your mouth.
In your hand. So put me on the potter's wheel and mold me again. I want you to mold me one more time. Reshape this vessel with a new design.
I declare it, I declare it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord rebuke you, devils. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. This is one church that's not going down. This is one church that believes the truth. This is one church that believes in being filled with the Holy Ghost. This is one church that will praise God with all of their heart. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God.
I don't mind the breaking when it's done by your hand, Lord. I want you to mold.
Yes, mighty God, yes, mighty God, yes, mighty God, yes, mighty God, yes, mighty God. Oh, shadi batai kaya botanga yala raba. Oh, my God.
My God, my God, my God, my God, move, move. Let your presence go, God. Let your presence go, God. Let your presence move, God, through the house, God. Mighty God, begin to speak to hearts. Begin to move, dear God, on people. Mighty God, let your presence move, dear God, a sense of worship. Mighty God, let the blessing flow. God, let the blessing flow, dear God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To sit in Zion for a little while, God. Mighty God, to sit in Zion for a little while, dear God. Yo, la da ba shi di, la da ba kana, yo lo 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 bo shati, la da ba. Mighty God, let a heavenly place, mighty God, begin to fall in this house. Mighty God, let your presence begin to fall, dear God. Oh, shata la da ba kito lo 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 bo shata. Mighty God, let a living river, dear God, begin to flow through the house, dear Jesus. Tika bo to yi shana ya la da ba kai yo lo lo bo shata.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.